Nolte, Tucker Carlson's January 6 Truth Explosion wins 6 times more viewers than Knlal. By John Nolte on March 9, 2023. Tucker Carlson courageously released the full truth and context of what really happened during the mostly peaceful January 6 protest at the U.S. Capitol and earned 6 times more viewers than CNN. Bottom line, there's a market for truth and no market for CNN's and Anderson Cooper's serial lying. And what was Cooper's adult, professional, capital J journalist response to this drubbing? He attacked Carlson as a girly man. On Monday night, Carlson earned 3.965 million viewers. At that same time on that same Monday night, Anderson Cooper bottomed out with only 582,000 total viewers. Yes, millions and millions of Americans are interested in learning the full truth about an event exploited for 2 years into a Reichstag fire by craven Democrats, cuck Republicans, a demonic media, and a fascist select committee that looks guilty as hell of deliberately denying some January 6 defendants of their civil rights. From the looks of it, this un-American select committee deliberately withheld exculpatory evidence, which denied American citizens due process. No one will ever catch me defending anyone who committed violence at the U.S. Capitol, who engaged in acts of vandalism, or who incited violence. Those people deserve what they get. And that includes any FBI agents inciting violence, which is another way of saying they engaged in entrapment. But let's return to the ratings, shall we? Let's dig a little deeper into just how humiliating these ratings are for the far-left terrorist enablers at CNN, shall we? On Monday, Tucker Carlson drew 565,000 demo viewers, those aged 25 to 54, a number that helps set advertising rates. Are you ready for a good laugh? Carlson drew almost as many demo viewers, 565,000, as Anderson Manly Man Cooper did total viewers, 582,000. But Carlson did draw more demo viewers than any other primetime CNN propagandist drew total viewers. It gets better. Jake the Fake News Dapper, whose soul currently resides in a mason jar under Jeff Zucker's bed, drew only 484,000 total viewers during his 4 p.m. hour and 530,000 total viewers during his 5 p.m. hour. Wolf Way Past His Prime Blitzer earned only 511,000 total viewers. Aaron Dead Eyes Burnett grabbed just 550,000 total viewers. And whoever those jokers are in Chris Cuomo's and Don Lemon's former time slots earned just 368,000 and 429,000 total viewers. Overall, Fox News averaged 2.822 million primetime viewers on Monday night, compared to Knlal's 459,000. If you're thinking Fox News sucked all the oxygen out of the cable news world that evening, you would be wrong. MSNBC averaged 1.581 million primetime viewers, more than 3 times CNN's. For those of you who really enjoy watching CNN slide into the toilet, and that should include everyone who believes in truth and decency, CNN averaged only 100,000 demo viewers Monday night, compared to MSNBC's 145,000 and 382,000 for Fox News. CNN isn't dying. CNN is dead and pretending not to be. So how did Anderson Cooper react to getting walloped by Tucker Carlson? Not only in the ratings but with the truth that proved CNN and Anderson Cooper are shameless and gutless liars about January 6th. Get a load of Anderson Silver Spoon Cooper on Tuesday night. The idea of Tucker Carlson being in that mob that day and not wetting his pants is hard to imagine. I find it hard to understand somebody who has never put himself in harm's way in any capacity for anyone else or on reporting a story and yet has the audacity to try to rewrite history. Yep, Anderson Cooper questioned Tucker Carlson's manhood, which is kind of like Alec Baldwin questioning someone's gun safety or Madonna questioning someone's plastic surgery. Should anyone named Anderson be questioning someone else's manhood? Imagine how demoralized, furious, and impotent Anderson Cooper had to feel to lash out in such a pathetic and feckless way. What's truly demoralizing the corporate media is the glorious fact that they are losing their ability to intimidate Republican politicians like House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who released the full video of January 6 to Tucker Carlson. Powerful Republicans like Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, and McCarthy can no longer be house-trained by the corporate media to do things like hide truths the media do not want told. Losing that power, and Trump deserves full credit for going first, means the end of the media's stranglehold on information and truth. This welcome change of events has also exposed Cooper, and many others in the media and politics, for what he is, a full-blown fascist, a Joseph McCarthy who wants the truth hidden, due process based on your political beliefs, and who attacks you as a girly man if you tell the public the truth. Anderson Cooper is a born-to-the-manner Nazi. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.